Day 9. It's all been done before. Sometimes people, especially highly creative people, hesitate to get their work out into the world because they feel like it's all been done before. It's all been said before. Anything they think of to do, they think, well, somebody else has already done that. But guess what? It has all been said before, yes, but not by you. It's all been said before, but not by you. Not with your perspective, your style, your insight, your quirks, your wackadoodleness. You have been offered a way to express your understanding of the world, your perspective, your truth, your insights in a new way. And the world needs it. We can never have too many love stories. We can never have too much beautiful art, too many great games or apps or recipes. No one has ever turned around and said, okay, that's it. That's enough, talented people. Too much. Too much good stuff. Knock it off. That's too many good books. That's too much good advice on parenting. That's too much insight into spirituality. Stop it right now. It's never happened, and it never will. We human beings are hungry for knowledge, hungry for wisdom, hungry for stories that help explain the world to us. And it may be that that same old thing, told in your voice, from your perspective, in your way, can make a difference for someone who hasn't been able to hear the lesson up to now. The other great thing about it all being done before is that it means you have someone to pattern after. I know you may have this feeling that you should be able to create things completely new out of whole cloth, but frankly, A, that's very hard to do, and B, it's very hard to get people interested in because they have nothing to compare it to. But when you can say, oh, my thing is like X but with X, or my thing is like this but without that, it gives people a place to go in their minds so they can understand what it is you're talking about. You're offering them context, and context is everything. So find the people who are doing work like the work you want to do. Maybe not exactly, but like it, and notice, what are they doing well? What would you do differently? And honestly, crib from them. Don't plagiarize, of course not, but look at what they're doing that's successful, that resonates with you, and make your own version of it. Elvis Costello is one of my favorite songwriters, and I was listening to a lecture he was giving one time, and his advice to young songwriters was this. Find a songwriter you love and copy them. Try to be them. Imitate them. Try to write one of their songs for them. And I thought that was amazing advice because that allows you to really get inside the head of the people you admire. And it gives you insights into how they create their work. And guess what? You can never create a duplicate of someone else's work. It's always going to have your thumbprint on it. It's always going to be your work. And that's your real life planner action for today. Put at least one thing on your could-do list that is purposefully imitating someone else. And if that idea makes you feel a little squirmy, then good. We have found your growing edge, which happens to be exactly where you need to go to get out of your own way. Just play around with it and see where it takes you, okay? So yes. It has all been said before, but not by you, and your time is now. Are you ready for a blessing? Let's breathe. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Creator, Mother, Father, God, divine love expressing through us, as us, we come to you in this moment, embracing our ordinariness, feeling love and appreciation for the parts of us that are simple and uncomplicated and just like everyone else. And we also notice, in the middle of this mostly just like everybody else-ness, that we also contain a unique spark, a gift that no one else has, a gift that came with us. We were born with this gift. We did not ask for it or earn it. And what do we do with gifts? We give them. We share them with the world. So in this moment, you can be holding your gift close to you and maybe imagine that there's a circle of people around you, maybe just outside your reach. If you were to reach out your arm, they're just past your wingspan. And these people are waiting. They are waiting in cheerful anticipation. They are waiting for you. They're holding their American Express cards in their hands, eager to see what you have to share. They are here with me to celebrate your gift today, knowing that you have an express invitation to share it. What a blessing you are. Amen.